Rebecca Lowry. Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Lowry, L-O-W-E-R-Y. Date of birth is September 16th, 1966. This is for date of service, 2/23/2023. Mrs. Lowry is a 56-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes about 2017. She also has a history of a multinodular goiter, vitamin D deficiency, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, sleep apnea, gout, GERD, and obesity. For her diabetes, she is on aspart based on a sliding scale. Metformin gave her muscle weakness. Ozempic gave her a GI blockage, and she had to have surgery for this. Seliqua also gave her GI issues as well. Plan number one, for her type 2 diabetes, the patient has difficulty with tolerating multiple diabetic medications. She failed metformin, Ozempic, and Seliqua due to severe GI side effects requiring hospitalization. At this point, my recommendation is to take Traceba and add it to her current regimen with the aspart sliding scale. So Traceba will be given at 30 units once daily plus the aspart sliding scale. 8 units if her blood glucose is between 130 and 180, then increasing by 4 units for every 50 points above 180. She may use a less aggressive sliding scale at bedtime, which would just give her 2 units for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 180. Next number, for her multinodular goiter, we will need to order a current thyroid function panel, and I will need to order a thyroid ultrasound, and we will give her an order for this during her follow-up visit in 1 month. Next number, for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for her hyperlipidemia, check a current lipid panel. Next number, follow up with primary care provider, Dr. Karana. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.